USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon's announced that at least 1,000 U.S. troops are being sent to the Middle East to counter any action taken by Iran. The Pentagon chief says they'll be there for defensive purposes. Meanwhile, Iran's announced plans to break the internationally agreed-upon limit on its low-enriched uranium stockpiles by the end of next week. Former Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the situation was predictable.
The problem is, this is what we always said, is you either have a nuclear deal like the one we negotiated in place, or you're stuck in a position where Iran is once again escalating its nuclear program, and we have to make the choice of whether or not to use military action.
Rhodes was speaking on MSNBC. The crowds are already forming in Orlando, Florida, in advance of tonight's rally for the formal launch of President Trump's 2020 campaign. He won Florida in 2016, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the U.S. Senate will soon give final passage to the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. That after comedian Jon Stewart urged a committee on the House side of Congress last week to get moving on it.
I don't know why he's all been out of shape, but we will take care of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
After McConnell spoke there on Fox News earlier yesterday, Stewart brought the issue up on last night's edition of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS.
You love the 9/11 community when they serve your political purposes. But when they're in urgent need, you slow walk, you dither, you use it as a political pawn.
A gunman is dead after an exchange of gunfire with Dallas police at the Earl Cavell Federal Building in Dallas yesterday. FBI agents say they don't believe the man Brian Clyde was working with anyone when he opened fire on the building, nor do they know what his motive was. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The family at the center of the viral confrontation with Phoenix police late last month says they don't accept apologies from the mayor and the chief of police. The Reverend Jarrett Maupin, the spokesperson for Drayvon Ames and his pregnant fiancée, say activists and celebrities from around the nation have wrapped their arms around the couple. Cell phone video showing officers pointing guns and yelling threats laced with profanity at Ames and his fiancée, as well as their two young daughters. After the family said that their daughter did take a doll from a family dollar store, Ames says it hurts that the officers involved still have their jobs. Police in Toronto investigating a shooting near a victory rally for the Toronto Raptors yesterday. Police say they identified four victims related to the shooting, none of them with life-threatening injuries. Three people were arrested and police recovered two guns. The shooting brought the rally and parade to a brief halt. Investigators are still asking the public for any photos or videos from that area at the time of the shooting. And Facebook is set to reveal details today about its new cryptocurrency project named Libra. The new currency already has support from companies like Visa and PayPal. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com, a newly redesigned website, by the way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.